the shocker. Did they have to pull out another tooth? Are you doing all right?
No, didn't have to pull out anymore. Just unfortunately caught a pretty good infection after it. So it was, it's been a bit of a bumpy couple of days. If anybody's ever had that happen, it's not fun.
No, I've never. Thankfully, I've never had a bad infection like that, but I've heard that they are not good at all. Maybe you should get Mikko Koskinen to come over and touch it, because right now, that guy can do no wrong.
I feel like I'd rather he not do that. but your point is well taken. He's playing great. I mean, you know, like, just for the number of shots that he's facing and how calm he's staying, and kind of just the calm demeanor in his game, the consistency, just really, really good. I'm impressed with both of these goalies this year, the way when one of them puts together a really good stretch, the other one, when given the opportunity, seems to just find a way to kind of get himself back into the conversation. Because how many times this year have we talked about, well, it's got to be Mikko's net now, or, oh, it's got to be Mike's net now, and yet the other guy seems to still come back. And I guess credit to Dave Tippett as well, because he's the one that's, you know, deciding to keep both guys very engaged. But they just keep pushing each other. And it's like their goaltending has worked perfectly this year. They brought Mike Smith in to create this competition, and it's raised the compete level of Mikko Koskinen, and they're both taking turns, you know, having great little runs for them. So heading into the playoffs, they can feel pretty confident they can find a good goalie on any given night, I would think.
Yeah, you look now. Mikko Koskinen's numbers are, if you're looking at stats, if you look at wins, which, you know, we can debate which is more important, wins or save percentage, right? So, you know, it's interesting. Mike Smith was in what we call the starter's net today. So, based on how the season's gone, I would think he was starting. But when I look at these two games, the way Koskinen's going, and, you know, I'm like, okay, if they're worried about fatigue, can't you just rest him after tomorrow night, and then you can let Smith play Friday and Sunday against non-conference teams? Like, I know the orders are in a good position, but it just seems like the Jets game is maybe slightly more important than the Islanders. What do you think?
Well, yeah, but if he waits, then he's putting quite a few days between starts for Mike Smith, right? And I think, again, this goes back to him wanting to keep both guys right there. And, you know, it wasn't so long ago we were talking about feeling like he gave the wrong goalie the start in the back-to-back because Smith was the hotter goaltender. So here he is, and he's found a way to kind of give both guys continual opportunities to either make up for bad starts or to, when the other guy's playing well, still challenge him. He's not letting anybody run away with this thing, but he's keeping both guys right there, and I think that's what this is about. Mike Smith was playing some real good hockey for them before, and now Koskinen has come out and played a couple of good games, and that's great, but now he's sort of, if he gives Smith this start, is going to say, here you go, it's your turn. Your turn, see if you can hold serve. And I like it. I like the fact that he's not letting anybody get too far away from their last start and not letting anybody get too far ahead in the race.
Ryan Rashog from TSN joins us. And obviously, eliminate Koskinen and every other element of the game right now has to improve for the Edmonton Oilers. Yeah. There's no question about it. The one line, though, that is going well right now, the chase on Neil Caroline's going.
Yeah, they're doing some decent things. You know, I think it's a different line. Like, it's not the fastest, but there's some big guys, and I think the Oilers have done pretty well the last couple of games physically. Like when they engage physically, and I think they're going to need that for the playoffs. And to me, that's a line that can go out there and do that, because James Neal is actually a real good hitter when he does. Chiasson can finish checks pretty well, and Kara, you know, isn't bad at it. So I think I get why they put that line together. I think it's, you know, Kara sometimes, I think, maybe whether it's center ice or after having played wing a whole bunch, I think sometimes in his own end he can get a little bit erratic with things, and his sense of urgency I'd like to see come up a little bit, just a little bit more speed, making decisions and moving pucks and getting his feet moving. But yeah, they've given him a couple of good games, and that's good. But again, the challenge for Kara always has been and always will be put together 3 good weeks.
Yeah, I asked him about playing center. He just seems to be moving his feet more, right? And I think that because when he's standing still, he's not quick enough out of the gates. He's a good skater when he gets going, but he's not an explosive skater as far as his first four strides go. And I think, he probably got caught standing still. And then when he's standing still, he doesn't do much. He did have an interesting thing he felt like because he has to battle more down low as a center iceman, he feels he just is in the game more as a bigger body. And I think that's the reason why he's there over Gaetan Haas, strictly for his size in the defensive zone.
Yeah, well, his penalty killing, too, right? Like, I mean, he's a valuable penalty killer for the team, and that's going to maintain a spot in the lineup for him more often than not when the penalty killing has been as much of a strength as it has been. But I mean, Kara, to me, like, yeah, he's putting some decent games together right now, but it's all about consistency with him. And every single time he puts together some good games, we all say, okay, there it is, right? That's why he's in the league. You can see it. You know, he can be physical. He's got a decent shot when he lets it go. Like, he's a depth player in this league. But then he just struggles to kind of keep it going. And so, whatever it takes to get him in the battle, whether it's battles down low, playing wing, playing whatever, and it's an important time for him too, right? Like, I think he has value out there in the league, but I think he's got an opportunity to really firmly establish himself, and he gets lots of opportunity to do that. And you just want to see him put together a good month and not just four games at a time.
Ryan Rashog from TSN joins us. So, what'd you make of the decision, Jones, for Benning? A lot of people were surprised by that. I wasn't really. Benning and Russell were fine in that one. I think it just came down to, they're going to see matchups on, they want veterans and different style guys against different forechecking teams.
Yeah, I mean, I think Caleb Jones needs to be in the lineup now. I think that he's, the way he was playing and as good as he was, I think I would say right now he'd be challenging Chris Russell for an every night spot in the lineup. And I would be, just in terms of if you had to choose between those two, I'm not sure it'd be a guarantee every night that it's Russell. I think Jones is playing well for them. And I think the way he was going, I understand they want to keep giving guys opportunity and, especially veteran players and guys that have been around. But I think if Jones continues to be as consistent as he was before, I think he needs to stay in the lineup, and that's okay. On good teams, if you win spots, you win spots, and sometimes it's veteran players who end up on the outside looking in. And the righty-lefty thing, I think they've proven it can be done, whether it's Russell, whether it's Jones. I would think that that Jones needs to be in.
Okay. McDavid, it sounds like it will be a game-time decision. Yamamoto was precautionary. It had nothing to do with the Pee-wee player being as tall as him in the warm-up, which was outstanding. But
yeah, it was good. He was having a laugh.
Yeah. Drysdale, I think, was having the biggest laugh. It was hilarious. Yeah. But if you look at the orders, they get McDavid back, that's one thing. But just collectively as a team, and when he comes back tomorrow, do you think he goes back with Nugent Hopkins, or does Tippett keep Nugent Hopkins, Drysdale, Yamamoto, who did score the go-ahead goal that eventually led to Vegas eventually tying it? But they're together and they scored.
Yeah, I think he maybe goes back to Nugent Hopkins with McDavid. I could maybe see that. I think they did that for a reason. I think they want to, just try and give Connor a little bit more spark on his line with him. Yamamoto and Nugent Hopkins are two players playing extremely, extremely well and producing right now, and I think that Connor could use that. So I could see him going back there. I think, like I said, I think they made that change for a reason. I think you want to try and split things up a little bit. It's just a little too thin with both of those guys on the same line. So I'm guessing, but I would think that the Nuge would go back there. You?
I'm kind of torn, right? Cassian and McDavid are fine, and that other wing position might be a rotation. Neil, Athanasiou, Ennis. Potentially. I'm not sure you can have Ennis and Yamamoto on the same line long term. So that's kind of why I shy away from that.
Well, what would really benefit them is if Athanasiou can catch a bit of confidence and elevate his game a little bit and make himself an option for that skill spot next to McDavid. And that would be ideal, because then they could leave Nugent Hopkins with Draisaitl and Yamamoto and they can throw Athanasiou see you on McDavid's wing. But I think they're still, waiting to see some other parts of his game come around before they're willing to hand that back to him and say, hey, you know, here you go. And, you know, people can debate whether it's a good idea or not. Some people feel like he should be there no matter what. That's what he was brought in for. But I think I understand what Tippett's trying to do with the player and what he's trying to get out of him before he just drops him into that spot. But I think if he can trend in that direction and end up there, you know, that would be ideal.
Schauger, glad to hear your mouth is feeling better. We will see you at the rink tomorrow.
All right, sounds good, Pasio.